Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Sodaf Tetzayin in the Art School Ois Hodra edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Yud, starting after Zvov Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Sok de Gemara, Tani, it says in the Braiso, in Boirurim, Boirurim means to select, Veloi Toichanim, which is grinding, Veloi Miragdim, which is sifting. You're not allowed to do that. HaBoirur, VaToichan, VaMiragdim, someone who does one of the three, if it's B'Shabbos, Niskel, he gets Kilo. Ubi Yontov, Sufik, Sarboim, on Yontov, he gets Malka Sarboim for doing each one of these three. Continues the Gemara, the Zayin Amud Aleph. Ve'atanina, we learned Boirur Kedarkoi, B'Cheiko, V'Tamchoi, but we learned that our Mishnah, you could do Breiro, just not allowed to use the Kli, but you're allowed to do Breiro. Omar of Chanino Antanio, that's his name, Dira Gamliel, that's Jesus, Chitas Ram Gamliel. Tam Gamliel, Omar, Af Mediach, V'Shoile. Gamliel in the Mishnah said that you're allowed to put the food into the water, and then by putting in the water, the dirt will float. So even though Gamliel said Af, Mashri could do not only that, but even this, but it has to be, then Gamliel is called to be Machmir on what the Mishnah said in the name of Basilic. So according to Basilic, you could do Breiro Mamish. That means that Gamliel holds you cannot do Breiro, only if you do it in a different way. So there, the Braisa that we quoted goes according to Gamliel. It says, but we found the household of Rabbi Gamliel did grind pepper with their instrument. Actually, you could do it in the regular way. It doesn't make sense. You can grind, but you can't do Breiro. No, they didn't do it in the normal way. Even though they were using the instrument, but they did it bishinui, they did it differently. Kedarka, they didn't do it. So if you do it bishinui, you're allowed. You could do tchina or breira. Says the Gemara, nine chain boyurim v'loy toichanim v'loy markidim. How do you know that you can't select, grind, or sieve? Why not? That's part of oichel nefesh. Rav Acha b'shev Shimon Lakish says in the pasuk called milocho le'ose b'hem ad shamarte mesabatzos. So that pasuk says, the full pasuk is called milocho le'ose b'hem ach asher yochel l'chol nefesh u'levad yose lachem, and then it says shamarte mesabatzos. So you dare to come aloch liosabem, you know which we're looking at to do? Av the shamarta basamatzos. When does matzos need to have shmira? Since the time you put water in it. Meaning, since the time you're already starting to prepare the dough. So any melacha before that is asr. So as the Gemara, Rabbeisi boy, klum lomdu letavshil elemikan. Meaning, but this exact same pasuk says, ach asher yoch chol nefesh. Here it says Yechel Nefesh is Mutter. Why do we need to say that? If you're darshaning, then you're not allowed to do anything until Lisha, until putting water into the flour. And from here on, you could do it. So why do you have to say Yechel Nefesh? Isn't that redundant? Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosi Lora Makin. He said a different way. Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Shirim Melokish. Rabbi Yosi said in Rish Lokish. The way you dash the Pasuk is Ach Asher Yechel Nefesh Ulevado Yosalachem Ad Shamarta Basamatsus. Oichel Nefesh is written over here. It's only Shamarta Samatsus onward. So we have the gears of Min Vishamarta Basamatsus. Meaning the two psuk go up together. You could do Oichel Nefesh, but from what stage onwards? From the stage of Lisho, of putting water into a flour. Any milocha before that is Osir. Tani Chizkio Upolik. Chizkio had a different price as argues. Achu Levadoi Arei Elu Miutim. It says Ach Hu Levadoi. Three miyutim. Shelo yiktor, you're not allowed to harvest. Shelo velo yitchoin, you're not allowed to grind. Velo yirakad, you're not allowed to sieve biyomtiv. There's three specific things you're not allowed to do. Mele breiro, to come and select that you're allowed to do according to this shita. Continues the Gemara of Zeiru of Chiyo Barashi B'Shem Rav, HaMeshamer Chaya Mishum Boirer. Meshamer means that you take wine and you filter the wine through a strain. It's like a type of sifting that you do, but you do it with wine. And the wine goes through the holes, and the dirt stays on top. So the idea of Meshamer is the same concept of Boyer. A Meshamer Chayav Mishum Boyer. Meshamer is the same melacha of Boyer. Omer Zeir L'Mistabro Dilo Mishum Market. Doesn't it make more sense because of Harkada? Harkada is sifting. Shaila is which Hasra, when they hate you have to tell them don't do it, they tell them don't do it because which melacha you are either? Is it Boyer selecting or Market sifting? Rav Yoyinov, Rav Yoyso, Tareyo, and Amrin, both of them said, Pekadmeso Avin Amrin originally used to say, Yoyso Marv Zer, this is good, it's Arkado, it's not Boyer. What's the reason? Mal Mirakid, when you sift, we can use it the Gears of Rav Chaim, Kemach mi lemalon v'soil mi lematom, the clean flour goes to the bottom, and the dirt stays on top. Avam Mishamer, the same thing, you have yayin milamata v'shoyim milamal. You have the wine, the pure, the filtered wine in the bottom, and the dirt on top. But says the Gemara, v'loy havin aminin amrin klum. That was a mistake that we said. It's a mistake to say it's miraket. Lama, why is that a mistake? Continues the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Hutor michlal breiro v'hutor michlal shimur. We find that in Yom Tev you could do breiro, and we find in Yom Tev you could do shimur. Hutor michlal breiro, because it says in the Mishnah, bori kedarko b'cheko v'tamcha. It's our Mishnah. You could do breiro as long as you're not using the kli. Hutor michlal shimur, because it says in the Mishnah on Mishabes, avanoisid v'tlu b'yom tev, that you could put wine on a hang, which means prepared strainer in Yom Tev. But Arkoto, you can do in Yom Tov. Even if you sieve the flour before Yom Tov, you can't repeat it. You could just do it on the other side of the sifter, meaning Bishinui. So what do we see? Breir is mutter, and Shimur is mutter, but Arkoto is aser. In Toymar, Mishumar could do aser. If Shimur is Arkoto, the Talod of Arkoto, it should be aser the same way. Concludes the Gemara Mabesi Ba'aboyin Diloy Kerabudo. This whole idea that you're not allowed to do the breiro and sifting on Yom Tov is not like Kerabudo. Tell me, Shabudo, Machshir Rechel Nefesh Shatiru. Not only can you do Rechel Nefesh, you can do even Machshir Rechel Nefesh. You can even prepare the instruments for Rechel Nefesh. So, culturally, you should be able to do the sifting. The only thing Kerabudo agrees, as Reb Chaim points out, you're not allowed to harvest and you're not allowed to plant because it's things you do for many days. But something you need for that meal, you could do. Paye Hado meal. So, one thing more asks, according to Rabbanon, let's say you could do some sifting on Yom Tov. When you're doing shoyni, you're doing it a second time, do you have to do b'shinur or not? Because we mentioned before that Reb Yudah holds that you're not allowed to do a sifting on the kemach. And you have to do b'shinur. According to Rabbanon, they're allowed to do it a second time. Are you allowed? Do you have to do shinur? You could do it even l'chatchila. And the second shayla, Reb Chaim explains, meaning the original, the first sifting, maybe you could do without any shinui. But if I'm doing a second one, which is not so much of a tzayrich, I'm just repeating myself, maybe there I have to do b'shinui. And the Gemara does not answer this question. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo, Daf Tzayin.